Blog Talk Radio.
Time, and this is our time to, you know, start our week off right
and we're excited about today's inspirational gospel, just know that we always put God first in everything that we do. And if you don't know, that's what we do here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. And I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. You can tune in each and every Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're podcasting live right now. As always, you can search us on iTunes at iJive Urban Rich Radio, or you can call in and speak to myself or our guests that we may have on a Sunday afternoon inspirational gospel at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to me, the host, or our guest. And we're going to get back into some good music. And, guys, we are so blessed to be here today. We just thank God for just waking us up and allowing us to see another day, because this day is the day that the Lord has made. You know, we are to rejoice and be glad. And right now we want to go to Hezekiah Walker. Praise is what I do.
Come on, church. Come on, church.
I want to be close to you.
I lift my hands. Somebody lift it. Somebody said, so the devil will hear you. Praise is who I am. Have a praise the Lord.
Praise the while I can.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Him. Oh, God. And I'm blessed.
And I'm bound to praise you.
For the good,
for the good and the bad.
I will. Oh, Somebody do it. Somebody do it in this room. Somebody lift up a praise in this room. I know we've been praising and we've been worshiping, but somebody lift up a praise right now. Oh, I declare that the Spirit of God is moving and stirring in this room amongst those that are worship and praise. Come on, lift those hands all over this room. Lift them. Lift that voice and begin to praise it. Oh, there's deliverance in your praise. There's healing in your praise. Oh, somebody came in the room needing a breakthrough. Just lift those hands.
Welcome back to iDrive Urban Rich Radio, and I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and you are just listening to Hezekiah Walker. Praise is what I do. Praises go up, blessings go down. Praise is what I do. And earlier you were listening to John P. Key and Rance Allen, Blessing. My God, I just want to, you know, take out the time to thank God for all that he has done for me, you know, and all I can say is I have joy down in my heart, joy, unspeakable joy. That's unspeakable joy. And I just thank God for allowing me to see another day and to be here on this very day. And we just thank you, God, and we just lift all praises and give you all the glory and honor each and every day. We just don't make it on a Sunday. We do it 7 days a week because God is so good. You know, tomorrow's not promised, so we just going to enjoy today, the right now. And right now, I want to go to Yolanda Adams, I Believe. Radio. You are just listening to Oh Happy Day, and that is off the Sister Act soundtrack. And what I like to do around this time on Inspirational Gospel to all those who are just tuning in, we're on Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And right now, we're going to go to our daily scripture. I would love to read a daily scripture on iJive Urban Rich Radio's Inspirational Gospel. And right now, we're going to go to Jeremiah 33:3. It says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." May God add a blessing to the word, to the word. Thank you, God. Right now, I want to go to a prayer. We always like to go to God in prayer. I'm telling you, prayer changes things. Prayer is the key. Right now, we're going to go to God in prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we thank you for your many, many blessings, God. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this radio station, this platform, Lord, so that others can get heard and so we can get the word out about you, God. Lord, I thank you for saving me, Lord Jesus. And hopefully, you know, we're on this show to get others saved as well, Lord Jesus. That's what we're here for, you know, to do your work and your will and your way, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for all that you are doing. Lord, please heal the sick. Please heal those who can't get well, who can't even walk, talk, see, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know a lot of things going on in the world today, and in all the countries, Lord. We're just praying for peace, Lord Jesus, and that you be in the midst, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. I know it's a lot of people have financial problems, Lord Jesus. Lord, but you are in control. Lord, you are the source. Lord, you are the provider, Lord Jesus. And, you know, any day we can go to you in prayer, God, and we just thank you, Lord, because you are a mighty God, and we thank you for just being you and dying on the cross for our sins, Lord Jesus. And we know that this world is going to pass, Lord Jesus, and we just ready for the kingdom of God, Lord Jesus. We're ready to see the new kingdom, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you again for all that you do, and thank you for this radio station, Lord. And, you know, we're just so grateful, Lord Jesus. We're so blessed. And I would like to just take the time out just to thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, all right. Right now we want to get to some more music. We want to get to that Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger. I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I would have lost it all. Oh.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
All right, all right. Welcome back to iJazz Urban Rich Radio. And I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rick. And you were just listening to Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It. And right now, you're jamming to iJazz Urban Rich Radio. You can call in at 1-323-580-5749, or you can log on to iTunes and search us at iJazz Urban Rich Radio, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/iJazz Urban Rich Radio. And this, again, is inspirational gospel. We take out the time. This is our time to, start our week off right. This is where we put God first in all that we do here at iJazz Urban Rich Radio. And everybody needs to, take out that time, whatever you do, just meditate. Just sit back, relax, and just thank God for all that he has done. And right now, we like to go into our story time, where we like to give a story each and every week. And right now, we're going to go into our story for today. And like I said, as always, we tend to get our stories from the Children's Bible. And I love it because they have different stories, and the Children's Bible can kind of break it down for us if you're not understanding. So we like to do that. And today we're going to talk about Nicodemus, a story of salvation, and it's inspired by John 3:1-8. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Nicodemus, if you want to know, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was an important man. He was a teacher of Jewish people. He was supposed to know everything about God. You know how sometimes people think you should know everything? But he was afraid. he was old. He had this like long beard. It was long and gray. And it, in the deepest corner of his heart, he knew that there was one thing he didn't know. And so one night, Nicodemus came to Jesus in secret and said, "Teacher, what must I do to be saved?" There was something about Jesus, I'm telling you, something about Jesus and about the way he looked into his eyes and said, "I know. Unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God," was all that Jesus said. "So you must be born again." "But Master, I am old. How can I be born again? Am I supposed to crawl back into my mama's stomach and be born again?" "I don't think that would work. No, that would not work." But Jesus smiled and said, "I'll tell you, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Nicodemus left Jesus that night and still very much in the dark. Now, the next part isn't the Bible, but it could have happened something like this. The old, tired, and confused Nicodemus crawled into the bed and saying over and over to himself, "Unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you're born." And he had a dream. He was a young boy again, and a package arrived at the door. You know how exciting it is when a package arrives, especially when you're expecting. This package was wrapped almost too wondrously to tear open. On it was a note on a handmade paper, and it was written hand in gold ink, and it said to Nicodemus, "Try not to get it dirty." And Nicodemus tried to open the package. He tried to open it carefully. Inside was the most beautiful robe he saw ever. It was dazzling. It was bright. It was colorful. It had designs. It was amazing designs. Actually, lions and dragons and bowls of fresh figs with cheese were also on it. It was a robe obviously made with incredible love. He put it on right away. Everyone in his little town had gotten one. And that next day, they all looked so magnificent. He tried to keep it clean. He really did, but he had gotten into a fight with his little brother and gotten some little grass stains on it. And one day he lied to his mom about where he was going. The next morning, his robe didn't seem quite as bright. He cheated on the test, just one answer honestly, and he stole that biscuit from his little sisters. And still, he tried to keep his robe clean as best as he could. But not everyone did. Some didn't care how dirty or torn or tattered his robe was, as long as they were having fun. It didn't matter to anyone. And then one day, many years later, there was another note at the door. "The king is having a feast. At the sound of the trumpet, all will come." Now the king's place was deep in the woods, far, far, far in the woods. And no one from Nicodemus' village had ever been there before. But there were stories. There were stories of dancing, lots of music, lots of laughing all night long. There were stories of food piles so high, tall, crystal glass filled with drinks that tingle your toes but never rotten your teeth or your stomach. And there was a great fireplace. Every night, by flickering light of fire, the king would tell stories like no one had ever, ever heard before.
Well, at last the day came. A trumpet was heard off in the distance. But what do you hear in the king's palace? Of course, everyone in the poor village that was the robe they each had received all those years before. Only some of the robes were so fine anymore. Some was worse than others. Some people were ashamed. They looked shabby. Some just didn't care, just as long as they were getting free food. Nicodemus kept his robe cleaner than anybody. The next morning, a path in the woods appeared, and Nicodemus went through the path. When they all arrived at the palace, they found it was surrounded by a great wall made of purest white stone that they've ever seen. I mean, it was the purest white stone, guys, that anybody had ever seen. So when they saw the purest white stone, they kept going and they kept going. And then when they arrived, they saw that there was a poor beggar in tattered rags sitting near a gate. "I am the king's son. Listen to me," the man said. "The king loves you so dearly, and his greatest desire is to come and to his feast. But only one thing properly dressed can enter the kingdom palace. But you must have to be dressed properly to enter the kingdom's palace, the king's palace. Believe in me, come in by me." Now, some people didn't take that too kindly to, you know, they didn't think that was a good idea because their finest robes were worthy of the king. And so they began to make fun of the poor beggar man. "And look at the rags you're wearing." And they began to tease him, mock him. They were just talking about this beggar. The truth was, while the beggar's robes were torn and muddied, it didn't seem to be their own doing, and somewhat their robes seemed all the shabbier in comparison. They felt ashamed in the presence, and they didn't even like it at all. Finally, they had enough of the robe maker, and running their special day, he was the problem, and they cruelly pushed him along. The young man looked into Nicodemus' eyes and asked, "Do you believe in me?" And something in Nicodemus' heart said, "Yes." Then got uglier and uglier, and the crowd became angrier and angrier. Then one by one, they came to the palace door. At each entered the door, time passed, and Nicodemus heard the sound of crying. Well, at last, Nicodemus turned to step through the door. He stepped through the entryway. What Nicodemus saw, now I can't say, because there are no words to describe it. But it was glorious. It was beautiful. It was splendid. And then he looked down at the robe he was wearing, and he knew at once it didn't belong in a palace as perfect as this. His heart began to sink, and he felt left. Off to his left, he saw the wealthy man who had entered just before him. His robe had looked even more carefully kept, and the poor owner was shown into a small door and left out. And as the door opened, Nicodemus could hear then that there was crying. And where it was coming from, it was lots and lots of crying all over. The souls who had seen what they could have had, but they weren't found worthy. And Nicodemus waited for his turn to be escorted. But then, in complete amazement, the young beggar appeared. His robe was torn, bloody, but he was very much alive. "You do believe in me," the beggar said.
and his eyes looked straight into Nicodemus' heart. There was a basin on the floor. The beggar took the robe and squeezed some of the blood into the water basin, and then he dipped his robe into it. And then amazing thing happened. The beggar took the robe from the basin, and it was white as snow. It was so bright and spotless, it hurt Nicodemus' eyes to look at it. And even more than that, the man had changed. He was no longer beaten, bloody beggar. He was now standing there tall, very tall. My dear Nicodemus, did not know that my father built this house out of love for you. He's the king's son, said to Nicodemus. But he put on his robe and he washed it in my blood. Now you are worthy to enter my father's feast. Nicodemus awoke from his dream, and he said unto Jesus and had said, believe in Jesus, and he will be made brand new, and you will be born again. Amen, amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man or no one comes to the Father except by me. And that's out of John 14:16. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And this was by Paul Douglas Frey. And it's coming out of the children's book. What awesome, awesome word. Nick by night, Nicodemus and Jesus. Amazing, amazing. I always love to read these stories. It's such an honor. It's such an honor. And, you know, I'm just truly blessed to be able to read these stories to you guys and let you know about the word and everything that God has for us. It's so much he wants us to do. He just wants us to get, he really wants us to just love each other and live our life healthy. You know, that's what we're here for. And we not to focus on the material things. All those things will pass. As long as you put God first, you will receive everything you need. Everything. And therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All things is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:16. All right, well, we want to get back to some music. We just want to thank you for tuning in to our iJive Urban Rich Radio Inspirational Gospel. Right now, we want to go to Mary Mary. It's the God in Me.
Patty Cake. Mary Mary. Yeah. Keep it to myself. When I was on top, I squandered the king's wealth. So many chicks, so many notches in my belt. Living up the world had the malicious overwhelmed. How could I ever forget who's at the helm? But now I'm a soldier, boy, I gotta tell them. With the God flow, I raise the dead. What I give is food for thought, we breaking bread. The time is now to believe, shake a leg. He loves us all like a son, now make your bed. See, I was wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Without the Lord, how could I make it?
Looking hot. shout it one more time in his name. Come on and help me, help me, help me, help me. Wait a minute, it ain't over. I just got to turn the tape over. Excuse me. There it go. Woo!
All right, all right. Welcome back to iJive, Urban Rich Radio's Inspirational Gospel. We are live here today. We are the hottest radio station. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Getting a little choked up. We're the hottest radio station on the planet, playing your hottest gospel inspiration music. And right now, we want to get into some more music. We have Charlotte's own John P. Key, Trouble Don't Last Always.
Together.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to iJive Urban Rich Radio, Inspirational Gospel, and you are just listening to Charlotte's On. Pastor John P. Key, Troubled On, Last Always. Shout out to Pastor John P. Key. Y'all, he is such an awesome man. You know, I get from time to time, he just has so many more motivational words for our youth and for everyone. And I get to see some of his tweets sometimes, and it's very positive and inspirational as well. We would like to thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We're on Sundays, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And just to let you know, tomorrow, guest will be Curtis Smith, Team Exotic. It's going to be live hair show, Bonner Brothers Hair Show, ATL, Atlanta. So, you know, they will be on with us live from the Bronner Brothers Hair Show. It's going to be awesome. And for those who do not know who Curtis Smith, Team Exotic, is, Curtis Smith is the barber of P. Diddy. And he had formed and created a team of elite celebrity barbers. And they are the hottest barbers out there. And they will be on tomorrow. Terrell Styles, and many others. Major shout-out to the Stars Barber as well. And also on the following Monday, we will have Shop Talk with JB, which is a celebrity barber. Mr. JB, he just recently did Miss Sherry on The View wedding party. So, major shout out to him. God is so good. He's opening up so many doors. So, you know, major shout out to JB. And so y'all got to check out Shop Talk with JB. He talks about everything from the wraps on your hair to the haircuts, the styles, to sanitation, you know, proper, sanitation health awareness in the shop and everywhere. So, you know, you have to check out JB, the celebrity barber. And I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. Major shout out to Miss Deborah Cox, as well as Big Dipper TV, Dip of Big Dipper TV. You know, he's in the building as well. He's doing major things. So y'all got to go check him out. Follow him, Big Dipper TV, on Twitter, as well as Basic Principal, Miss Deborah. And we're just excited about Inspirational Sundays and where it's headed. We're going to continue to, you know, push forward and just thank God and give him the praise. And we're going to end, kind of wind down the show tonight. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. And earlier we went to our children's story about Nicodemus. Y'all can go check it out in the Bible. And you can go to John 3, 1 through 8, you know. And also, you know, we like to start it off with a prayer as well. And we had a scripture that we also talked about, and that was Jeremiah 33 and the 3rd. Go check out these scriptures, guys. You know, I can easily tell you about it, but if you read it for yourself, it will be a whole lot better if you read it, because you get a better understanding when you read it yourself. And we just wanted to start the week off right with Inspirational Sundays. And I just want to say, you know, I wish everybody the best, much love and success, peace and happiness. And we end tonight by saying God bless. And we're going to end with Hezekiah Walker, I Need You To Survive.
Thank you.
there, somebody, and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all. Let me hear you.